Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome to Navigating Abundant Retirement. I'm Carol Dewey, and this show is for business owners and individuals who've built something meaningful, but now find themselves carrying the weight of bigger financial decisions and wondering if everything is truly working together. Because the reality is, success doesn't always bring clarity. And the more you build, the more complex things become. So if you're at a point where you're making important financial decisions and you want to make sure you're getting them right, you're in the right place. Today's conversation is for anyone who has found themselves suddenly responsible for financial decisions they didn't used to handle, or carrying more of that responsibility than ever before. Maybe it came from a major life transition. Maybe it came from growth in your business. Or maybe it just happened slowly over time, where one day you realized you're the one everyone is looking to for answers. And while that can feel empowering, it can also feel incredibly heavy, because now the decisions matter more. I recently sat across from someone in exactly that position. For years, decisions were shared. There was another voice, another perspective, another layer of support. But now everything was sitting on her shoulders, and within a very short period of time, the noise started. Suggestions, opinions, recommendations. You should move this. You should change that. You need to act now. And again, most of it was well-intentioned. But what was missing was space. No one was slowing things down long enough to ask, what actually needs to happen right now? What can wait? And most importantly, what does she want moving forward? Because the reality is, when you step into a moment where you're suddenly responsible for everything, clarity doesn't show up immediately, but pressure does. And this is what I want you to really understand. The biggest risk in moments like this is not the market. It's not interest rates. It's not even taxes. It's making permanent financial decisions in a temporary emotional state. Because when everything shifts, there's this internal pressure to act, to fix things, to get organized, to make sure nothing falls through the cracks. And on the outside, there are often people reinforcing that urgency. But speed is not the same as clarity. And too often, those two things get confused. I've also seen the other side of this, where decisions were made quickly, accounts were moved, strategies were changed, things were cleaned up and organized. And again, on paper, everything looked fine. But months later, when the dust settled, there was a realization. This doesn't actually reflect my life. This isn't aligned with what I want. And by that point, some of those decisions weren't easily reversible. That's the part no one explains. It's not just about making a decision. It's about whether that decision still serves you once you've had time to think clearly. This is why our philosophy is different. At Perpetual Wealth, we believe in you first, taxes last, side effects least. And what that really means, especially in moments like this, is we slow everything down. We don't rush into solutions. We don't assume the old plan still fits. Because when your life changes, your financial strategy needs to be reevaluated through a completely different lens. Not rushed, reevaluated. So, if you're in a season where you're carrying more financial responsibility than ever before, here are a few things I want you to pause on. Not forever, but long enough to make better decisions. First, don't rush to move everything. There's rarely a situation where every account or strategy needs to change immediately. Second, don't make irreversible decisions too quickly. Things like retirement elections, income structures, major reallocations, these decisions have long-term consequences. They deserve time. Third, don't assume everyone giving advice is aligned with your best interest. Some people are, Some people aren't. And right now, you deserve clarity, not pressure. And fourth, don't ignore your intuition. If something feels rushed, if something feels unclear, if something doesn't quite sit right, that matters. You don't need to override that just because someone sounds confident. So what does this look like when it's handled the right way? It looks like giving yourself permission to pause, creating space before making major decisions, having conversations where you're educated, not pushed. It looks like working with someone who says, "We don't have to decide that today. Let's walk through this step by step. Let's make sure this reflects where you are now, not where you were." And over time, that overwhelm starts to settle. That pressure starts to lift. And something really important comes back. Confidence. Not because everything is solved overnight, but because you understand what you're doing and why. And in today's environment, with everything happening in the markets, interest rates, volatility, economic headlines, there's even more pressure to feel like you need to act quickly. But here's the truth. Uncertain markets don't require faster decisions, they require better decisions. And better decisions only happen when you give yourself the space to think clearly. If this is where you are right now, or if you're the one carrying the weight of financial decisions for your family or your business, just know this. You don't have to figure this out alone. You don't have to rush, and you don't have to make decisions before you're ready. This is exactly why we do what we do. To help you slow things down, understand your options, and move forward with clarity and confidence. As you think about your own situation, whether you're navigating a major transition or simply carrying more financial responsibility than ever before, remember this: you don't have to have all the answers. You just need the right guide to help you navigate what comes next. That's exactly why we do what we do, to help you slow things down, think clearly, and move forward with confidence. Thanks for joining me today.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida-registered investment advisor firm.